Triple M's Ruin Dits for Breakfast for the St John Christmas Home and Lifestyle Lottery. Become a winner and support local at stjohnlottery.com.au.
7-Eleven Ruin Dits here on Triple M thanks to the St John Lottery. Scotty Burns is about to do his first interview in South Australia. You'd call this a world exclusive.
Well, an Adelaide exclusive.
So it's our producer. It's Alice's job to ring and set the interview up.
Yeah, now, which we're always nervous about.
Because you know she's a Collingwood Nuffie.
Of course I know
I've just been informed that she rang him a moment ago and said, I'm a massive fan, I love you.
Oh, no.
Not hello if and welcome to
If she said that, yeah. She should get sacked.
Right, I just want to right, Scott Burns, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How you going?
Is that how the conversation went?
No, nothing like that at all. She's extremely professional.
Oh, Benzie, you got to tell the truth when you're at the Crows, okay?
Gee whiz. Now, Scott, can I just ask you off the bat, you know, considering your future, at which point when the Adelaide Crows were 0-13, did you think, that's the club I want to go to? That's the club for me.
Oh, no, look, it's, well, I'll be a little bit serious here, Chris.
Yeah, exactly.
But I was actually... like everyone, I think, in the footy world, was pretty impressed with the last 6 to 8 weeks. And, yeah, it's pretty tough year with the COVID restrictions, and especially when you're a new coach and you're changing things up. The inability to actually train together. Like, we had to train in small groups so many times in eights or nines, and meetings were different. So to get the change, and it just from afar, looked like the enthusiasm and I guess the unity involved in the football club looked completely different to what it may have been 2 years ago. And I just think there's some excitement there. There's certainly some exciting youngsters, but some leaders that I guess were playing some pretty solid football, nearly as good a footy as what they've played in the past.
Buy low, sell high. You get right, in. The only way is up. Burns, he's a smart man. Don't worry about that. How much of a decision or a big decision was it, Scott, to bring the wife and kids home? And are they looking forward to it, given that you're an Adelaide boy?
Yeah, it's always a big decision. We consider ourselves Melbourne people now. Been here a long time. I left at 18, 19, you know, 25 years ago, and actually never lived in Adelaide. It was always the Adelaide Hills, so I've gone from the country
what
straight
town?
To Melbourne, Birdwood, the Adelaide Hills, the Beta Birdwood. Yeah, that's where I grew up. So the hard thing is actually looking at houses and everyone presumably knowing that, oh, you lived in Adelaide, you know where to live, but I haven't actually. So
well, Ditz is the mayor of the hills, mate. There. If you need any advice, Ditz, he got out of Alberton and gone to the leafy hills now and thinks he runs the joint up there.
Yeah. And the other thing too, as you know, there's some, obviously, the family are all back there and there's some family businesses and things as well. So when you want to get a break from football and get away from things and not think that, it'll be good to get back there and help out now and again.
As you know, the Adelaide Crows are highly scrutinised in this town. Big club and, you know, big supporter base. But you've been captain of Collingwood. I guess there are some sort of similarities. The pressure of being captain of a club like Collingwood must have been enormous.
Yeah, it can be. It's what you make of it, though, as well. I've sort of always been that character that... I'd leave home and throw my footy bag on my shoulder and just go there to work and enjoy myself. And I think that probably the closest similarity is going to West Coast for 5 years and working there. You know, the two-team town and obviously a big club over there. And what I saw firsthand was the way that the people at the club embraced, I guess, how big they were and how popular they were, but never got ahead of themselves. And nothing changes. It doesn't matter what sport you're in. If you put your head down and work hard and...
Yep.
Just really respectful and humble, things will take care of themselves.
Now, your name's been mentioned many times, and we can say you've been linked to the Adelaide Crows before. You were talked about as being a coach of West Coast, I reckon, as well. Your name has always been at the forefront. Is there a reason why you haven't, or can I ask you, how close have you actually come on those occasions to being a senior coach?
Oh, there's probably a few occasions where there's not much in it. I know there's, it's a pretty tough decision to appoint a senior coach. Obviously, there's only 18 roles, and look, the clubs, it's always hard for the clubs because they don't see you firsthand. They'll see an interview for a few hours and they have to have a chat to probably three or four referees and three or four others that you don't know about. But yeah, look, there's probably been a few flip of the coins at times. But what I have been lucky in over my journey is, like I said, I've, as an assistant coach, gone to West Coast and worked under Phil Walsh and Neil Denaher and John Worsfold, and then got back to Collingwood and seen how that was worked firsthand and been lucky enough to work under to Clarko the last 3 years. And one of the most enjoyable years I had at Hawthorn was actually working alongside Brett Ratton in the midfield as well. So
yep.
There's some really good quality people that I've worked with that have taught me a lot. So I'm hoping to bring that up to to Adelaide and help Matty out as much as I possibly can moving forward.
Just quickly before you go, just tell us perhaps the most memorable, you know, informational bits you learnt from Phil Walsh and the same with Alistair Clarkson.
One of the sayings with Walsh is don't create the monster, which I loved. It was just basically those young players who are going pretty well, don't let them know that they're going exceptionally well all the time. Keep pulling them in the line and don't let them get ahead of themselves, which I loved. The one with Clarko was just, I think probably more so as his meetings, his team meetings before the games. He'd always find an angle to get through to the boys and get them motivated. And instead of just being completely football all the time, which can be a bit boring or a bit tedious, you'd have a story somewhere else that would have the boys on the edge of their seats. So they're probably the two things I got out of those two coaches.
Like him running around with his shirt off in Tasmania last year when it was snowing.
Yeah, there must have been a few media blokes around there, Ruth, because I didn't see him do it ever again.
Scotty, well done, mate. Welcome back to Adelaide and good luck moving forward.
No, thanks, boys. Thanks a lot.
There he is, Scott Burns, the brand new assistant coach at the Adelaide Crows.
Ruined hits are done and dusted for the day. Now it's time to win big in the St. John Christmas Home and Lifestyle Lottery with a $7.2 million prize pool. Make sure you're in the draw at stjohnlottery.com.au.